USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
In California, more than 120 visitors and staff members were rescued after being snowbound at a Sierra Nevada resort for 5 days. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard has more on the Golden State's winter weather.
Across Northern California, the snow levels are actually getting pretty low. The snow will be confined to the Sierra as you go further south across Central California. And it's looking to be pretty significant, an additional couple feet of snow across the Sierra as we go through the weekend.
In 1 day, Seattle got almost the same amount of snow it normally gets in a year, leaving officials scrambling to get people off the streets and Washington's governor declaring a state of emergency. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren officially announces her candidacy for President of the United States at a rally in Massachusetts. She battles at least 5 fellow senators for the nomination and chance to challenge President Donald Trump in 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
A 12-year-old girl is among 5 minors ages 12 to 16 charged with criminal homicide in the deadly shooting of Nashville musician Kyle Yorlitz. Metro Nashville police say it was a robbery gone bad. The kids took the musician's wallet, but when he refused to hand over the keys to his vehicle, he was shot. The teens were arrested at a Walmart where 2 stolen loaded pistols were also recovered. Police spokesman Don Aaron tells WKRN.
The entire Nashville community, every neighborhood in this city should be concerned about what happened Thursday and the events of Thursday night.
Yorlitz was a member of the band Carverton. Their first album was set to come out in a couple of weeks. The 8 women, 4 men jury deliberating the fate of suspected narcotics trafficker El Chapo will be back at work Monday to determine his guilt or innocence. Jurors weighing the fate of Joaquin Guzman have spent about 24 hours behind closed doors sifting through testimony and evidence that could send the accused drug lord to prison for life. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With more on sexual allegations against Virginia's Lieutenant Governor, here's Wendy King.
I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately. Should the Lieutenant Governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment.
Patrick Hope, Democratic member of Virginia's House of Delegates. 2 women have now come forward to accuse Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. Meanwhile, Virginia's embattled governor, Ralph Northam, is refusing to step down and says he is done defending his past after a racist photo was found on his med school yearbook page. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
A jury has awarded about $123 million to the victims and families of a fatal 2015 crash between a duck boat and a tour bus in Seattle. The jury determined that Ride the Ducks International, the manufacturer of the duck boat vehicle, was 67% to 70% responsible for the crash, while Ride the Ducks of Seattle, the duck boat tour operator, was 30% to 33% at fault. The duck boat, a vehicle that can run on both land and water, crashed with a bus carrying students and employees from North Seattle College on the city's Aurora Bridge in September of 2015. That crash left 5 people dead and dozens injured. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker has told lawmakers on Capitol Hill he never interfered with Robert Mueller's investigation or with any other probe, but at the conclusion of the frequently contentious House Judiciary Committee hearing, the Democratic chairman, Jerry Nadler, told Whitaker they need more answers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.